From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, with temperatures climbing into the mid-20s this week, many workers are once again facing the challenge of balancing professional office attire with dressing comfortably for the summer heat. Some have fully embraced the warmer weather, arriving into work in floral dresses and shorts, while others are sticking to more traditional office wear. But as the temperatures continue to rise, is it time to relax workplace dress codes? Or should smart casual office etiquette still prevail? We want to hear from you. We'd love to get your thoughts on this. Today, FM producer Cathal Minogue is with me in studio. Cathal, you're sitting there in shorts, so it's a bit ridiculous of me to ask where you stand on shorts in the office, isn't it?
Yes, as you can see, the legs are out. It's too warm to be wearing pants around the place.
Would we call them short shorts?
Well, what do you think? Because, I mean, these can be shorter. Sometimes I'm tempted to roll them up. So now at the moment, they're just above the knee.
Okay.
But I mean,
but
you know,
we could show a bit more leg on a Friday, could we?
On a Friday, sometimes they might be rolled up as the day goes on.
We might go wild.
Yeah.
Sure, the women at the office will lose their minds, Cathal.
Sure, you know, you have to kind of loosen up as the week goes on. But surely it's okay to wear shorts. I mean,
well, I'm assuming you were here to say that.
Well, yeah, I'm fighting the good cause.
But does it depend on the shorts, Cathal?
Yeah, they can't be too short.
Yeah.
They can't be too tight. I mean, I don't wear those type of shorts because they wouldn't do me any favours anyway, Anna. So, so this is as tight as it gets.
So how would we describe your shorts? They're kind of, are they chino shorts?
Chino shorts is what I would say there.
Yes.
And the majority of the lads around the building are wearing chino shorts.
They are.
There's a couple that wear jean shorts, but that's just, I think I'm gone past the style for that. It's a bit too stylish for me.
Is it like that skinny, tight denim short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't, I see, I don't know about this building. Obviously, some offices are different, but I'm not even 100% sure of what the dress code is supposed to be here.
In general.
In general.
Okay.
Like,
well, that would suggest that they're not particularly strict and it's a creative environment, I suppose.
Yeah, although you see as the levels go up on the food chain in this building, you'll never see them in shorts.
Okay.
I bet you they're jealous of us. Do you know? They're looking at us, flaunting our legs, air blowing through.
I'm not sure. Pause that thought for a moment, because someone who will have brilliant insights into this, columnist with the Irish Examiner and chair of the Communications Clinic, Terry Prone, I'm so excited to get your take on this.
Anna, I have to tell you, the last comment is very wise and very instructive. We are always saying to people, have a look at what the bosses wear and dress like them. Don't dress downwards, because you can feel wonderful along with your pals, but if you're eager for promotion, I'd be looking at what the bosses are wearing.
It's dress for the job you want, is it, rather than the one you have, Terry?
Exactly. But the other thing is, I would assume that News Talk, quite apart from having loads of creative people, also has air conditioning. And this actually matters, because if you have a building with air conditioning, you've got oodles and oodles of choices, and very few workplaces these days do not have air conditioning. So the choice comes down, Anna, to who are you serving? If you are in a business that is client-facing, then you need to be thinking, hang on a second, what client am I facing? Is it, say, a woman in her late 60s who's coming in for, say, a death thingy-me-bob for her late husband? In that situation, I wouldn't be recommending the wearing of shorts. It would be disrespectful to the customers who are coming in. But if you're dealing, if you're in a high-tech business and you're dealing only with people within the industry who are kind of your own agent stage, wear shorts as short as you want.
That's solid advice, in fairness, Cathal, isn't it? Cathal's looking slightly worried about what you're saying. How do you feel about the shorts now, Cathal?
Well, now
will you be all preppy tomorrow?
Oh, I'm just thinking there, the next time I'm looking for a pay rise, I won't come in the short shorts anyway. So that's good. That's good advice. But I don't think nowadays is it much of an issue with shorts. Like the last couple of years here, definitely it seems like there's more and more venturing towards the shorts. Like, is it quite similar to a female wearing a dress?
Yeah, and it's
I think this is very interesting, Anna, because
yeah.
I do think the whole shorts thing has got, you will pardon the expression, much looser in recent times. And men and women wearing knee-length shorts, it's just not a major issue. I do have a personal issue of enormous consequences in relation to bare feet. Feet that do not have socks on, in sandals, where you can see the toes, that turns me sick and giddy.
Well, it's so
funny
that
like
you've
that.
Gone there, Terry, because beside your name on my notes, I have flip-flops question mark, because I genuinely wanted to know, sitting having a chat with the team today, and that came into my head, outside of shorts, you know, people can wear tailored trousers and a lovely blouse or a shirt or whatever, but they may well have a very refined looking pair of flip-flops with toes out. You don't think that's acceptable?
Well, it's not acceptable to me personally. I don't have any kind of workplace distinction on this. I just think feet are incredibly repellent. I remember when I was acting, I truly hated ever being in a production like Riders to the Sea, where all of the cast are barefoot. And once you have an actor on stage for more than 10 minutes, not only are they barefoot, but their feet
filthy.
Are filthy and disgusting.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from, Terry. I'm going to bring in stylist Laura Mullett. Laura is on the line. Laura, can I ask you, and this is kind of a wider question as well as the weather question. I often hear from friends of mine who have the casual Friday, and they say themselves, Laura, and I'm sure you've clients coming to you with this question as well, that there's a corporate wardrobe from Monday to Thursday. There's your real life outfit that you wouldn't be seen dead in on Friday. So it's like a whole other wardrobe that's required for casual Friday.
Do you know what, Anna? It's so fascinating. And I agree with what Terry said about toe cleavage. But she'd be repelled at my work situation today. I'm on a shoot and on the set, we all have to be in our bare feet. So that is an absolute nightmare.
And
for
why
Terry.
Is that, Laura?
Because basically you just can't get footprints on this specific covering. So the talent is the only one wearing brand new shoes. So anyone working on set. So yeah, so my workplace is probably a little bit different to everyone else's, and I'm well aware of that. But people do come to me feeling a bit stressed and confused. What I will say is, since kind of 2021, since COVID, we are seeing a bit of a hybrid blend between smart casual leading into slight formal. And I think the people who aren't in, let's say, the likes of legal professions, you know, if they're in creative IT, like people are kind of going full Steve Jobs, where they're wearing a lot of sneakers, a lot of athleisure, and they're finding that they're walking to work a lot, which is making a big difference. So people are sort of, that's infiltrating those kind of casual, but Scandinavian style elements. I think people are going a little bit more upscale in the fabrics, nice tailoring, but a little bit of a relaxed element, which I think is more reflective of the kind of lives and jobs we have now. So it is an interesting one. I'm not seeing the division the way I would have seen 5 years ago.
Yes, okay, I get you. And interestingly, PwC say about the look or uniform of their workers, it trusts staff to make appropriate decisions about what to wear to work. We don't list items that people can and can't wear, said a spokesperson. And Santander, the bank, the financial institution, say both casual and business dress are acceptable for staff who aren't required to wear a uniform, but noted anything that can be beach wear isn't okay for the office. Terry, where do you draw the line?
I would draw the line at beachwear, and not just toe cleavage, but any cleavage. And the other piece of advice that I would give to people goes back to the fabric thing. Choose your fabric carefully this time of year. Do not wear linen. Linen always looks as though you slept in it for at least a week.
Mm-hmm.
Do not not wear nylon or polyester because they're fabrics that don't breathe and you will get sweaty and awful. Go for pure cotton and without lining in it if you can. And that will make you feel cool and comfortable. The other thing is that if you, can I be very personal?
Yes.
If you are a sweaty person, I know this could not apply to you, but you do need to get a tub of a thing called Mitchum, which is an antiperspirant, not a deodorant, an antiperspirant. Just you may need to use it on your forehead or your hands, because let's say you're going for a job interview and you arrive and you have sweaty hands just at the point that you're being introduced to the person who may or may not employ you. Well, do you know something? That's worth preventing.
That's a great tip, Terry. Can I just ask you your take on sleeveless as well in the office?
I think sleeveless is an age issue. Young people look great in sleeveless clothes. The older you get, the more questionable they become. You need to be careful.
Okay, depends on the person. Someone says, classy tailored longish shorts, yes. Knickers, oh look at the end of my bum shorts, no, says Jill. I send any worker in shorts home, someone says. We don't know where that came from. And someone else, most construction workers would love to wear shorts in their workplace, but most sites ban them because of health and safety issues. So office workers have the best option as usual. And someone else says, certain jobs, it's fine, but imagine your doctor or priest wearing shorts. You couldn't take them seriously. That comes back, Cahill, to what Terry was saying, that, you know, it depends who you're meeting. You need to factor that in.
Possibly, yeah. I don't know. A priest wearing shorts, would that be, that'd be fine.
You're okay with that?
I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me either way.
I still haven't figured out though, like, I think I've nailed the top bit, right? So I have the shorts, I'm getting used to that, and there's a t-shirt. It's the bottom bit, it's with the socks. So don't worry, Terry, I won't have any bare feet anytime you're coming into Marconi House.
There's no open toe sandals going on here.
So I still have the high socks with the runners today because I cycled in, obviously, in the good weather. But so I haven't figured that bit out yet. I don't want to give too much leg, like I don't want to give ankle.
Yeah, you don't want to go full tilt too early, Cahill.
You got to break it in. It's the first week of the shorts in the office.
Laura, as a stylist, tell us what are the ultimate no-nos for men and for women.
I think the big issue is looking slovenly, and I completely agree with Terry about linen. It's about finding fabrics that serve you and look smart. But what I will say is, you know, women, we're kind of in the lucky game here where we can wear nice slip skirts, ballet pumps are back in fashion, a nice blouse. Like, I feel like we've more of a wealth of options. When it comes to men, I think if you are going to go down the chino shorts route, it is about keeping it to the kind of knee grazing level. I think it's very important to have clean footwear, like nice little loafers. Smart loafers are a nice, clean, kind of athleisure-y, sneakery shoe if you're in that kind of a workplace, because we are seeing runners everywhere now. So
with
if you are
socks,
going to wear
Laura.
With very invisible socks, like try and have ankle socks that, you know, you don't want to have that kind of skater boy look with jorts, like jean shorts. It's about looking prim and classy.
He's like, how can I sidle out of here as quietly as possible before she notices
I'm
my
so
socks?
Sorry. I don't mean to telephone bully Cahill.
I think
if you go smart on the top, you can go shorts on the bottom. So what I would do is definitely a button up shirt that fits nicely, that you can roll up the arms of a little bit, but something that looks like it's been pressed. I think people sometimes are just so quick to throw things on, run out the door. That's our life. But sometimes having a little rail for the sunny weather, having your few bits steamed that you can mix and match, because layering is key. Sometimes we'll peel back a layer, but I think a t-shirt with the chinos might just give a more casual impression. And you have to think, if somebody important walked in here, would I be embarrassed or would I be like, I look weather appropriate? There's definitely a line. I think instinctually we can find that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's stylist Laura Mullett and Terry Prone. Sound advice from both of you. Thank you very much. Cahill, what have you learned today?
I'm off to put on jeans now. Go up to my boss. I've changed.
I think the shorts are okay. You might need a collar,
soft shirt
of some kind.
Maybe, yeah. Tomorrow we'll try something different. Maybe, and have runners and skater boy look.
But
I think
you're a brave man,
kind of,
and I think you're rocking the shorts, if I'm allowed to say that.
Oh, thank you, Anna. That's all I needed to hear.
Thank you. That's Cahill Minogue going back to Today FM in his shorts.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.